Rich, any comment about prior studies in gastro and gastroesophageal, bevacizumab, and other anti-angiogenics?
Well, as you know, the bevacizumab study was negative.
That was the Abagast study?
Exactly.
And so that was a disappointment for all of us. You know, I think as we've used bevacizumab more, perhaps we could say that the initial blush of incredible efficacy that we thought we were going to see with the Hurwitz trial has not turned out to be the case. And, you know, it's negative in pancreatic, it's negative in gastric, doesn't really have another role.
So I'm kind of curious, we were talking about second-line therapy, Randy, based on the data that you've seen so far, and again, hopefully we'll get some more data, but just coming out of this one study, is this a drug that you would use or would like
Yeah,
to
I would
use?
definitely consider using this. The toxicity profile is superb compared to, and especially compared to, even though I think properly dosed taxane and irinotecan can be given in this population, but it's hard to beat basically virtually no toxicity. So I hope that it goes to the FDA. I hope that it's in our armamentarium what to use. The other thing, I mean, we're sort of anxiously awaiting, you know, RAINBOW, and then there's also a first line that's this randomized phase
Phase
two
two.
trial. So the questions that come up are, one is that does the tumor change? And maybe there are interactions with chemotherapy, like we were talking about earlier, with small molecules.